In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's all one sentence, you know. All the way from the blessed be the God and Father of verse 3 to the third, to the praise of his glory in verse 14. It's all one sentence. I can't read it again because they only gave me 3 minutes to preach this morning. But just try it when you get a chance, when you get back home. Take away all the distractions. Put the kids to bed. Lock the door. Close the blinds. Take the phone off the hook. Close the door to your study. And then maybe you can make it through Ephesians 1, 3 to 14 in one sitting. It's enough to take away the breath of even a long-winded preacher and long-winded preachers in training. 5 complex relative clauses introduced by prepositions. 4 predicate participles. 29 prepositional phrases, all in one sentence. And after all is said and done, and at least some approximation of a translation is reached, one is left simply breathless. But then you actually read it. Sort through the maze, try to understand, and you realize that perhaps the depth of the grammar only seeks to match the depth of the topic. A father, a son, a spirit. Maybe it is all just kind of a bit much right now. The third week of Greek or Hebrew, just about the point where your brain has used up all of its free storage cells and the new ones aren't being produced fast enough. The good news that you cling to is that you only have 7.5 weeks to go. It's a breathless time. Halfway through those term one classes, and you could honestly say that you've looked at all those reading assignments, not read them maybe, but looked at them. It's a breathless time. A pastor who came in from home, preached a sermon on Sunday, drove to St. Louis on Monday, got to class on Tuesday for 9 days to learn everything there is to know about theological ethics or Colossians or interpreting the Old Testament, then a drive back home and another sermon the next day. It's a breathless time. But for all the breath that we use up in our complaining, and that's indeed what it is, complaining, I do it, you do it too, is it any better out there where the real people live? That place where a man can lose $30 billion in a matter of weeks and not even feel it? That place where 13-year-olds choose to have babies and 30-year-olds choose not to have them by the most lethal means possible? That place where cities step up to the plate to spend hundreds of millions on ballparks but balk at spending tens of thousands on the education of its children? It's a breathless place, no matter where you go. In the microcosm of our lives or the macrocosm of the world, but it is when we are most spent, most out of breath, that this text is able to be heard in all its power. Because it reminds us that where we see nothing but the bleakness of our own existence, we have a God who does not see as we see, who does not act as we act. A God who chose us before the foundation of the world, who predestined us to be his children, who has an intention of his will that is worked out every day until the consummation of the ages. Where we cannot see past the end of the summer term or even the end of a day, God the Father sees beyond all days to the praise of the honor of his glory. Now, having a God like that is pretty impressive. One might say it could take your breath away to think about a God so great and mighty, beyond all comprehension. But that's not the only way our God has made himself known. We also know a Son, one who gives redemption through the shedding of his own blood, shed on a cross where, to use the words of Mark the Evangelist, Jesus breathed his last, and then he died. A Son who became lifeless, breathless, in order to give us breath and life. to the praise of his glory. Which brings us to right here and right now, individually and personally. Not only a God up there, not only a God back then, but a God in this time and in this place. We are not abandoned to the circumstances of our world and our lives. We are not left to suffer for our weakness and for our rebellion. We have been given a pneuma, a breath, a hagia pneuma, a Holy Spirit, a Spirit of promise, who has sealed us to the praise of his glory. And so we are not out of breath. We have been breathed into, and we have been filled with life. We have a Father who predestined us to adoption, a Son in whom we have been chosen, a Spirit who sealed us and all to the praise of his glory. And so today, fed and nourished by his word and at his table, we are once again filled with the breath of life to the praise of his glory. We go out from this place and we live to the praise of his glory. Indeed, we go out from this place and now are able to serve, even in the world in which we live this day, all to the praise of his glory. Because we have a God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who has chosen us. Thanks be to God.